Mr. Paul of Texas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Madam Secretary, the Foreign Affairs budget request for this year is $42 billion with the supplemental, approximately a 13% increase over last year. Our expansive foreign policy is draining great wealth from the American people, and yet our foreign interventionism is creating enemies all over the world. But I would like to address an area of particular concern, which is our policy in the Middle East. Many Americans and many members of Congress are fearful that we are about to dramatically expand the war in the Middle East to include hostilities against Iran. We are escalating our sharp rhetoric toward Iran. We are deploying an additional carrier group and Patriot missiles to the region. And although Iran has approached the United States to establish a serious dialogue two times since 9/11, they have been rebuffed both times. Unproven charges against Iran's nuclear intentions are eerily reminiscent of the false charges made against Iraq before we invaded that country. What little information we do have about Iran is coming from similarly dubious resources, the terrorist organization known as MEK, for example. The Iranian Ahmad Chalabis are all lining up and feeding us self-serving information about Iran, it seems. Unproven accusations of Iranian support for the Iraqi insurgency are now serving as a pretext for this escalation. Pressed for proof of dramatic claims of Iranian involvement in Iraq, the administration keeps promising that they are compiling it. This sounds like Iraq, where accusations came first and proof was supposed to come later, only that proof never came because the accusations turned out to be false. Here's what we do know. The Iranians are very unlikely to support the Iraqi Sunnis and Baathists. They consider the Sunni Iraqis the enemy. However, some 99% of all the attacks on U.S. troops occur in the Sunni Arab areas carried out by Baathist or Sunni fundamentalist guerrilla groups. How does that compute with administration claims that Iran is playing the major role in the insurgency? Realistically, the Iranians do have a justifiable self-interest in dealing with Iraq, a neighbor cast into civil war as a result of our U.S. invasion. They face incredible instability next door. We should also remember that Iraq Shiites that Iran is most anxious to help are the Supreme Council, our allies around whom we are trying to build a government in Iraq. So this is my question. Can you assure me, this committee, and the American people that the United States will not initiate a preemptive attack on Iran?
Well, Congressman, first of all, let me say that I think the President's made very clear that we're not planning or intending an attack on Iran. What we are doing is we're responding to a number of Iranian policies, both in Iraq and around the world, that are actually quite dangerous for our national security. Let me take them one by one. The Iranian support for terrorism is well known and well understood, and it's not just the United States that believes that Iran is a key sponsor of terrorists, whether one talks about Hezbollah in Lebanon, where they arm and support them, bringing about, for instance, the helping to bring about the Hezbollah attack on Israel across the Blue Line this summer. Whether you talk about Iranian support for some of the worst elements of militia and death squads in Iraq, and indeed networks that both we and the British have cited as perhaps being the source, most likely being the source of the extremely powerful enhanced IEDs that are killing our soldiers.